You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with our series on the Sabbath. If all of the Ten Commandments, the fourth is the only one that, like I said, that starts with the word remember. Zakar HaShabbat, remember the Sabbath. God knew we would forget it. God knew we wouldn't keep it. God knew that there was going to be rebellion and ignorance and deception, and people would just walk away from him entirely, and others that claim that they have a relationship with him would keep the wrong day. They would, keep pagan days like Sunday, worshiping the sun god. That's where the origin of Sunday worship and sun worship is Satan, but that's the connection back to it. And the seventh day is the day that he specifies, and he tells us to remember. It didn't evolve. God wanted to make sure that we didn't forget it. His seventh-day Sabbath that he created, blessed, sanctified, made holy, and gave us as a gift, and also as a sign. We're going to get into the signs between God and his people. And the biggest, most obvious sign is the Sabbaths, plural. The weekly seventh-day Sabbath and the annual holy day Sabbaths. But we're going to concentrate mainly on the weekly Sabbath. After all, it is the fourth commandment. So when God tells us to remember, we should remember. You know, Jesus kept the Sabbath. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 tells us, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And Luke tells us that this was Jesus' custom. This is something that he did. Now, we know he was roughly 33 and a half years old when he was crucified and put to death. That means that Jesus Christ kept over 1,500 Sabbaths during the 33 and a half years he walked the face of the earth. Over 1,500 Sabbaths, setting the Sabbath observance as an example for us to keep. It remains after the cross. Most people really do believe that somehow Jesus' death and resurrection changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. But it did not. After he died, his followers rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. That's what Luke 23:56 tells us. So the commandment, meaning the fourth commandment, again back to Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, was still in force after the cross. It wasn't changed. Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, almost 40 years after Jesus' crucifixion. And looking ahead to that time, Jesus told his disciples and past 70 AD to the very end, to the tribulation. Jesus tells his disciples to pray that their flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. That's in Matthew 24:20. We're going to continue on with this. There is so much information I want to share with you, and I hope you hang in there. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.